This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. About 350,000 students in Chicago will be back in the classroom this morning after Chicago public school teachers voted to suspend their 7-day strike. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports on what happens now.
When a fight gets this ugly, it's tough to move on.
I don't think the parties really recognize that at the end of the day, after an agreement is reached, they have to learn to live with each other.
Gary Chason teaches labor relations at Clark University. He says collective bargaining is about more than negotiating one contract.
Collective bargaining is about establishing a relationship that you can work with in the future.
Chason says the city and union will need to sit down for a long meeting in neutral territory and play nice. They'll also have to patch things up with parents and students. Artist Jenny Magnus has a fifth grader. She's been going to a strike camp Magnus and her husband have been running at a Chicago theater. Magnus hopes teachers will talk about the strike with their students.
What do you think about it, children? How do you feel? What's it been like for you? Are your parents upset?
Magnus supports the union, but says she's tired of the nastiness from both sides. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.